problems in the partnership. Fix the communication. Part 2, Step 4, when it's your time to speak. Once you've had your questions addressed and it's time to shine, start by asking that you have the same courtesy as you extended while your partner spoke. Say it nicely but clearly. I'd like to talk about my view on this subject, and I'd appreciate it if you would allow me to speak without being interrupted. Thank you. Step 5. State your case. Now it's time to get your point of view on the table. Explain what it is that you want in straightforward and clear terms. This is the time to be direct. Above all, do not hedge. I want to scream sometimes in meetings when we're in the midst of a buyout negotiation and someone will say, "I can't really come down much more," or, "I think I really can't offer more because this is already stressing me." Do either of those sound like firm positions? It doesn't take much negotiation skill to see these positions are both weak. Why would the opposition compromise their position when they know the other side is hedging? In the preparation step, I told you to be very clear with your position. You are looking for a specific amount under very specific terms. Whatever it is that you want from this meeting, state it directly without watering it down. Think about this. If you were buying a car from someone and they have a sign on the car that says, "For sale, $9,500," when you meet in person with the seller and they say, "I can't really go down much," will you pay $9,500? I doubt it. Your job as buyer is to find out what the seller means by much. Once you've stated what it is that you want, provide your supporting arguments. Again, I want to emphasize that you must be clear and direct. Step 6, redirect. Now is the time for your partner to speak. But don't say something like, "Well, what do you think?" That's like asking for permission. Ask a question that will support your position. This part is sales 101. Don't you think we can justify giving us both raises? Isn't the timing right for us both to take an increase? Or even, do you see a reason we can't pay ourselves a little more starting May 1st? The key here is to ask a reasonable question and wait for the answer. Do not jump in and start stammering, "I think we can justify it, and I promise to get all me work done." That sounds like a child pleading to keep a kitten. Act like a child, and your partner will treat you like one. When you ask for comment, listen. Step 7, ask for a resolution. Your meeting must end with resolution. No, that doesn't mean you'll always get your way. You can't always win, but you can always finish with a definitive conclusion. If your partner offers reasonable objections to your proposal, there is nothing wrong with delaying implementation of what you've asked for. We want to focus on specifics. If your partner says, "Look, we just can't afford raises right now," you can say, "Let's set a metric or benchmark in revenue that will signal time for raises." You can offer something definitive. "When we hit $20,000 in sales for 3 straight months, we will be in position to take 15% raises. Agreed?" If you have prepared well, and if you offer specifics and still can't get a commitment from your partner, you can say, "Let's talk about this again in 30 days. That will give us both time to give this more thought." The important thing is to never leave a meeting like this without some kind of resolution. No is not a resolution. Besides, every decision is not solely up to your partners unless the operating agree says so. That would be rare. Always end with something definitive. Summary: improving communication with your business partner will take work on your part. It's not very likely you will change your partner. If they are rude and dismissive, that won't change. However, you can change the flow and tone of the discussion by being prepared. You want to conduct a structured dialogue. If you plead for what you want, you will hear no more often than not. By following these steps, you are directing the tenor of the meeting. That alone is an accomplishment. And if you need help, talk to me. Helping people fix partnership issues is all I do. And frankly, if your partner is someone who gets pleasure out of making you uncomfortable, maybe it's time to start buyout talks. Chris Reich, Business Partnership Mediation.